Hey class, Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Talk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Let's talk about the Chiefs. I know it's been a difficult month, but we got to find a way to get a win. So the fact that you're coming here on Thursday night is a great opportunity for this team to turn things around. Divisional foe, hated rivalry, let's get after these guys. Let's take a look at what the Chiefs like to do, and they like to do it a lot. Screens. Whether it's to Travis Kelce, or in this case, it's going to be DeAnthony Thomas, they like to use their screen game to really spread you out and make you run sideline to sideline. In this situation against the Steelers, it's third down and 19. That's why your safeties are so high. They're playing the sticks. It's going to be a tunnel screen. What that means is DeAnthony Thomas is going to come in, get the ball, and run straight up. Blocking here, blocking here. 3-on-2. Right now the defense is outflanked. Advantage offense. At the start of the play, DeAnthony Thomas comes back. Kelce's supposed to be on Mike Hilton. But Hilton does a great job at just getting penetration and negating the block. There's nowhere for DeAnthony Thomas to go. What defensive backs and safeties need to do when they see these slip screens, tunnel screens, they have to have immediate reaction. If you hesitate, you're going to get blocked, and it's going to be a negative play for the defense and a positive for the offense. Let's take a look at another play. Now, they've got trips into the boundary, the short side of the field. Remember how we talked in a play before where they've got three guys on two, so you would think advantage offense, right? Well, that's part of Pittsburgh's deception. Because it is in the short side of the field, you basically have an outside linebacker kind of playing as a third man in the box. This deception really fools Alex Smith because he thinks he's got a big play. He can throw his bubble screen to Travis Kelce. What's going to happen is Travis Kelce is the outside receiver. Catch the ball. You want to get a man on a man. But again, our guy Mike Hilton does a great job. He blows this up early the moment he recognizes it, and he's got a number of Steelers that are out there to help him very quickly. He's already on it right now. He recognizes the screen, great recognition, goes through the man that he's supposed to block him, and tackles Kelce for a loss. Great play by the Steelers defense. Notice how I mentioned Hilton's name a couple of times. His awareness and attention to detail is going to be big. TJ Carey plays a very similar position for us on our defense. So TJ, the moment he sees those screens, has got to get in there and blow some things up to the rest of the defense is able to corral and tackle. Also wanted to show you another wrinkle in the Chiefs offense. Alex Smith has been using his legs a lot more this season. And I've always had an issue with this whole run, pass, option, zone read type of scheme because I thought it put your quarterback in jeopardy. But here's one thing that I don't see a lot of defenses doing. A lot of defenses don't want to hit that quarterback. They want to try to read and try to make plays elsewhere. I think that's a big mistake. So I came to the Houston game to show you what I'm talking about. And this play is what we call a run-pass option. Alex Smith is going to fake the zone read, and then he's going to read the defensive end. If the defensive end comes down, he can keep the ball. If the defensive end reads him, he's going to have a pass set up out here. Take a look at Jadeveon Clowney. Now, Alex Smith has his eyes. I would rather Jadeveon Clowney be aggressive and go and hit Alex Smith in that situation. He's got speed. Look at Clowney trying to cover ground to hit Kelce. He should have did the same thing on Alex Smith. The reason why I bring that up is because if you want to put your quarterback in harm's way with this zone read option, then you should have someone assigned to hit the quarterback every single time. It does two things. It gets in the quarterback's mind and he wants to get rid of the ball early and often. It also gets in the coaching staff's mind, let's not put our quarterback in harm's way and stop calling those plays. So even though they dropped one last week, the Chiefs are playing very well. They've got offensive power across the board, and Alex Smith is playing one of his best seasons yet. I still have confidence in our boys. Defense has been playing well, and they're getting better every week. Offense is going to have to do their part. But in the meantime, just be mindful. Alex Smith is going to try to throw the ball all over the place with screens to stretch out and wear out the defense. Defense has got to be sound and disciplined in their attacks and also their responsibilities. With that, we should be able to bring home a win. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk, and I'll see you next week.